आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
Shankaracharya is discussing that this perceived ego is also false. In verse number 293, he says, Sarvatmana drishyam idam vishayiva naivaha artha chanikatva darsanat. Sarvatmana, from the standpoint of absolute reality. Sarvatmana, one who has understood that my atma is the atma of all beings, he is Sarvatmana. From that standpoint, drishyam idam rishaiva. From that standpoint, whatever is seen, all the drishya, is mrisha, is false only. Na eva aham artha. This aham vritti is also not real. Not real. And the definition of real is that we stage in three periods of time is called real. So Shankaracharya says, this aham vritti, this ego, this ahankar is also not real. Why? Chanikatva darsanat. Because it's momentarily, it is changing. Chanik. It is momentary. So janami aham sarvam. So janami, I say, I know everything, I know all. This thing, iti pratiti, kutoham ade chanikasya siddhayet. How then can the apparent I know all be true of the ego, which is momentary? Ego is momentary. How can I say that everything is, I know everything? We can't say that. Then in verse number 294, he says, Aham padartha tvam aham adi sachi. Aham padartha is the suddham. Remember Upadeshar. We have got suddham. On that suddham is the aham vritti. I am using the word aham vritti for ahankar, and on that aham vritti is, in Upadesa Raman Maharshi has said, the vritti are two types, aham vritti and the idam vritti. So idam vritti are changing continuously, aham vritti relatively is permanent in comparison to idam vritti, but aham vritti is also a vritti. Idam vritti is also a vritti. So there are three things: idam vritti, aham vritti, and suddha aham. So aham padartha means the suddha aham here. Aham padarthas tu aham adi sakshi is the sakshi witness. Suddha aham is witnessing ego also. How it is nityam. That sakshi, suddha aham, is nityam, is eternal, continuous. How do you prove? Susupto api bhav darshana. Because in susupti also we see it is there. In susupti also that is there. But in susupti ahankar is not there. Ahankar is not there. Ego is not there. So this is our experience. So logic also shows that in susupti ahankar is not there. Logic. Anubhuti, my own experience also tells me the same thing. But what the Shruti is saying, he says, Bhute hi ajo nitya iti Shruti swayam. Even the Shruti, even the Veda also says, what? That tattva, that reality, that truth, that Atman, that Sakshi is nitya, eternal. Tat pratyagatma. That is our own inner self is our that Atma. And how that Sad, Asad, Vilachan is different from gross and subtle. It is different from our gross body and the subtle body. That Atman is different from these two. This is said in verse number 294. In 295 he again says, Vikari Naam Sarva Vikar Veta, of the changing thing, Vikari Naam, of all the changing thing, Sarva Vikar Veta, Nitya Avikaro Bhavitum Samarharti. The knower of all changes should be what? He has put two words here, nitya and abhikari. Nitya means eternal. Abhikari means not changing. We have seen many times this thing. If the car is plying on the road is stationary, nitya. It is not changing. Similarly, if the changes are happening in our body, definitely there must be a nitya entity with all of us, nitya. And how is that entity? Abhikari, not changing, not modifying. But on that nitya and abhikari, all the vikars are happening. To all changes to happen, we must have something which is abhikari and which is nitya. Abhikari, not modifying. Nitya, eternal, not changing. Okay. Manorat swapna susupti susputam punah punah drishtam asattvam etayo. Etayo means this gross body and subtle body is again and again seen in manorat, in swapna, and in susupti, that they are coming and going. In when we are in the dream, then this waking body is not there. It's a different body. Dreamer is different from the waker. And in susupti, what happens? There is no gross body, there is no subtle body. Everything gone. Therefore, it is puna puna drishtam. Every day we are seeing it. One or other body is negated in one state or other state, and in susupti, all the bodies are negated. So how can this be? Nitya. Therefore, he say, ata abhimanam tyajya masapinde. Ata abhimanam tyajya, abhimanam identification. Therefore, my brothers, you do one thing. You leave this identification with, give up this identification with the manspinde, with the gross body. Not only the pind abhiman api, also pind abhiman. Pind means subtle. So we have to disidentify from the two things. One is the gross body, another is the subtle body. And this pindabhiman is what? Buddhi kalpita. It is imagination of buddhi. Kalpana, it's an imagination. Buddhi kalpite. Kalatraya abhadyam akhanda bodham gyatva swatmanam upaihi santim. Kalatraya means 3 period of time. Abhadyam, which is not negated. Abhadyam. Akhanda bodham, absolute knowledge. So absolute knowledge is there in 3 period of time. It can never be negated. Gyatva, mark the word gyatva, only we have to know that we have got that entity. Gyatva, where is that entity? Swa-atma. Are you hearing? On my screen, nothing is there. It's okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kalatraya abhadyam akhanda bodha gyatva, knowing this, that entity which is kalatraya abhadyam, which cannot be negated or denied in 3 period of times. And what is that entity? Akhanda bodha, absolute knowledge. Swatman, where is that? Swatmanam, apni atma hai, it's my own atma. Upahi, if you come to know, you will attain. Upahi means attain. What you will attain? Santim. You will attain peace. Okay. Then he says, Tyajabhimanam kulgotrun. It's not only the identification of ego is only there. We have got many other identifications also. Other egos related to body and mind. Other ego related to body and mind. What are those? Kul, gotra, nama, rupa, ashram. The 5 things. Kul. Kul means our family. Gotra, lineage. Nam, name. Rupa, form. Ashram. In which ashram? Brahmacharya, grihastha, vanprastha, or sannyas ashram. Then he says, Ardra sava asritesu. All these 5 things are dependent on what? It is dependent on a sava. What sava means? The dead body. Dead body, sava indicates, is the inert. Gross body is inert. And how is this sava? This inert body is ardra, moisture, full of moisture. And kul, gotra, nama, rupa, ashram, these are all dependent on this body. On this body it is dependent. Lingasya dharman api kartita adni tyaktva. Lingasya, subtle body. Lingasya dharman api attributes kartita adini karta, bhokta, gyata, manta. These are all dependent on the subtle body. Tyaktva, you give up this also. So we have to give up the identification with the gross body and the subtle body. Remember the word, give up identification. Don't give up your gross body or subtle body. Very careful. Don't miss the word identification. So kritadvi tyaktva bhava akhanda sukha sarupam. Bhava, become. Disidentify from your gross body, subtle body, ahankar, then you become akhanda sukhsarupam. You reach that essence of the absolute bliss. Akhanda sukhsarupam. So what we have to do in order to get that bliss while living in this body? Disidentify with, number one, gross body, number two, subtle body, number three, ahankar. Although ahankar comes in the subtle body only, but since the Shankaracharya has taken the topic of ahankar, so I say ahankar also. So now he is condemning ego also in verse number 298.
Santyante pratibandha punsaha संत्यन्ते प्रतिबंधा पुंसः संसार हेतवो दृष्टाः संसार हेतवो दृष्टाः तेषामेकं मूलं प्रथम तेषामेकं मूलं प्रथम अविकारो भवत्यहंकार
अविकारो भवत्यहंकार संत्यन्ते प्रतिबंधा पुंसः संसार हेतवो दृष्टाः तेषामेकं मूलं प्रथम अविकारो भवत्यहंकार So Shankaracharya tells that ahankar is one obstacle in spiritual path. In general, for our transaction purpose in the empirical world, we need ahankar. We need ahankar. But for the seeker has to remove it. A seeker who wants to reach the Paramatma, who wants to know the tattva, reality or truth, he has to remove ego. He has to remove ego. Because seeker is still at jiva level. Remember, consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Simple algebraic formula. Consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to consciousness. So what we have to do? Only we have to remove ego. Santi anne pratibandha punsa. Santi, there are anne other pratibandha obstacle punsa for this man. So it is observed there are other obstacles also. Sansara hetave drishta. Sansara hetave, the cause of sansara. Drishta are seen. So they are cause of sansara. There are many causes for bondage. Okay. How many causes are there for bondage? So he said there are two causes only. Number one is the initiating cause. Number two is the aggravating cause. Aggravating cause. So two causes. Initiating cause, aggravating cause. Now you can understand it very clearly. Coronavirus. One is the initiating cause, other is aggravating cause. So now we are tackling with the aggravating cause, you know. That is why we have got now this distance learning, because it is aggravating. We are trying to restrict corona so that it does not aggravate. Okay. So for any disease, there is one original cause, and if you don't restrict it, it will aggravate. It will aggravate. One person said to his doctor friend that, you are cause of my disease. Well, how come? Because you said you should take one sweet in 1 month. You allowed me to take one sweet. I am diabetic. But you said, kabhi kabhi le lena, koi harja nahi hai. So you allowed me one sweet, but I increased. Instead of taking once a month, I am taking daily. So now my diabetes has aggravated. So who is the cause? You are cause. You initiated, you allowed me to take one sweet. So now it has aggravated. Okay. Tesam ekam mulam pratham vikara bhavati ahankara. Tesam of them ekam. Now Shankaraji is trying to find out there are many causes of this bondage, but what is the primary cause? He says ekam, one, mulam, root, pratham vikara, first modification, bhavati is ahankara. The first cause of our disease, our bondage, is ahankara. There is one root for the reason given above is the ego, the first modification of ignorance. So first modification of ignorance. Ignorance means what? not knowing our true nature is ignorance. Not knowing that tattva or reality is avidya. Here avidya is not avidya of physics chemistry. Here avidya, in our spiritual science, we say avidya is not knowing our own true nature is avidya. So among all the causes, root is ahankar. Ego is a seed. It sprouts and grows. From ahankar, all things grows. It is very difficult to demolish ego. It is difficult, really, really difficult. In Gyan Mark, Bhakti Mark, people develop ego. In Bhakti Mark, a bhakta surrenders to Lord, but they have ego. I am greater bhakta than you. Ego. In Gyan Mark also, Shishya says, oh, I am better than you. I know better Vedanta. Shishya. So Gurudev says, if you go deep in ego, you will find ignorance is the cause. Vedanta goes deep. In society, all know ego problem and cause is ignorance. And ignorance means not knowing our true nature. Gurudev says, the superimposition of the not self. What was the superimposition? If you remember clearly, Dehoham, Jivoham, Ahankar, these are all superimposition. These are all not self. So this superimposition on the pure and then a firm identification with the gross and subtle bodies are not the only obstruction in man's attempt to realize his peaceful self. There are other causes too. And those are desires, etc., which bring about mental agitations, causing the perception of the pluralistic phenomenal world. Desires, passion, lust, greed, jealousy, anger, or attachment are all causes for more and more sorrows of a man. They tie him firmly to the rack of chain, to the wheel of births and deaths. The root cause of all these is the ignorance of reality. This is the root cause. Not knowing the reality is the main cause of ahankar. The very first modification of spiritual ignorance is the ego sense in us. Had I, here this I, capital I stands for ego. Had I, ego, am not there, nothing else can be. No, had I not been there, there would not have been any sorrow. If I, ego, am not there, nothing else can be. As long as this I or ego exists, everything else exists. This I, ego, is the very first effect of ignorance and most appropriately called nescience, avidya. Ignorance expressed in the body and mind is called ego. So ignorance expressed in the body and mind. Body and mind, gross body, mind represents subtle body. So we have earlier seen the ego will be there so long the gross body and the subtle body is there. If the gross body and subtle body is not there, there is no question of ego. Therefore, the renunciation of this ego is insisted upon. Then the individual is liberated from the bondage of his vasana. There are no more any fruits of action affecting the individual. If there be effective fruit of action, there must be somebody who has performed the action and is the enjoyer of their fruit. When the ego is not there, when the ego is not there means what? When the ego is not there, consciousness, jeev minus ego. When jeev minus ego is not there, that means what? You have become consciousness, you have become Brahman. When you have become Brahman, then what is bondage? From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no bondage. Bondage where? No question of bondage. Who did the actions? Brahman is akarta, so you have not done any action. Who enjoys or suffers the results of reaction? Results of action and reactions or the fruit of actions are not enjoyed by Brahman. He is not concerned at all. And Gurudev gives a beautiful example. If I have committed murder and a warrant of arrest has been issued, the policeman comes up to my door to execute the warrant. But to whom will he serve the warrant if I have died last night? For the crime perpetrated by me, I must be hung, admitted. But when I am dead, who can... What can the state do? At best, the authorities can only note on the warrant the criminal is deceased and therefore the file is closed. What else can anyone do? Similarly, if the ego is not there, what can the fruit of action do? All the fruits of action that have not enjoyed become burnt in the fire of knowledge, say the Vedanta textbooks. That we have discussed many times. When you become a karta, all the fruit of action, they become all roasted. It will no more germinate. Only you have to experience your prarabdha, your sanchit karma and agami karma are all gone. Vivekji, I am not able to see audience. Can you bring it to screen number 1 or 2? Verse number 299. Yes. No, you see, the cause is ignorance, the basic cause. But since we are dealing with the ahankar, Gurudev and Shankaracharya is saying in the back of ego, what is their ignorance? The first cause is ignorance. So if ignorance is removed, then the ego is removed, jivatva is gone, Ishwaratva is gone, you become Brahman and you come to Sarvatma Bhav. You will see that your Atma is Atma of everybody. So next verse. Next verse.
Yavat syat swasya sambandhah.
Yavat syat swasya sambandhah.
Ahankarena duratmana.
Ahankarena duratmana.
Tavannalesha matrapi. Mukti vartha vilakshana.
Yavachat swasya sambandha. Ahankarena duratmana.
Tavannalesha matrapi. Mukti varta vilakshana.
Yavat syat swasya sambandha ahankarena duratmana. Yavat, as long as. Syat, there is. Swasya, once. Sambandha, relationship. Ahankarena duratmana. Ahankarena with the ego. And how is this ego? Duratma, a very wicked, vile. So as long as there is any relationship with this vile or wicked ego, tavat na lesa matra api mukti varta vilakshana, tavat so long, na, there is not, lesa matra, even slightest, api also mukti varta, talk about mukti vilakshana, which is unparalleled. So as long as there is any relationship with this wicked ego, so long there should not even be the slightest talk about liberation, which is unparalleled. So long the ego is there, no question of mukti, no mukti at all. Because mukti is incomparable. Even in dream you cannot think about this mukti if the ego is there. Okay, so when ego is there, what happens? Ego is always based on gross body and subtle body. The moment ego is there, you have got the desires. All relating to the gross body and subtle body. Desires will come, or greed will come, jealousy will come, attachment will come, relations will come. These all things will come. And they all are causes of sorrow. Each one of them is the cause of sorrow. Your relations, your desires, your passion, your attachment, anger, all are causes of sorrow. So if you ask a poor person who takes shelter in a government accommodation, will you buy a flat in downtown? Immediately will say, no, no, no. He knows he cannot afford it. He cannot afford it. But for the purpose of entertainment, he can talk about, yes, okay, what is the price, where it is, this, that, which floor, this and that. But in the core of heart, he knows that he is not fit for that, he is not qualified for that, he cannot afford it, he has got no capacity to buy an apartment in downtown. But many people are bloated, they have bloated ego. What is this bloated ego? Bloated ego is that they talk about the spirituality, they have got the ego and they talk about the spirituality also. It is wistful thinking. They will say, oh, I know. I know everything. I know about the spirituality. Where do you go for satsang? Chinmay Mission. You know the best place on earth to learn Vedanta is Chinmay Mission. So where do you go? Bloated with ego. So such a person who has got a bloated ego, do you think he will reach anywhere? But don't tell all these things when you go out to egoistic person. We are learning Vedanta and the core problem is our ego. So any person having an ego will Mukti Varta, Shankaracharya says, no, no, there is no question of any Mukti Varta. No Ahankar. What is this Ahankar? It's Duratma, it's a very wicked. Gurudev says, as long as there is even a slight identification with the wicked ego, there cannot be even a talk of liberation. Slight, thoda sa ego hai, that's all. Thoda sa ego hai, that also then no mukti varta. Liberation is so unique, bilakshan, that it will not suffer even an iota of any other mental preoccupation. Understand, a little of mental preoccupation you have to cross your mind, then only you can reach that tattva, reality or truth. Even if one thought is there, you have come down again. You have come down. Even a vritti, aham vritti or idam vritti is there, you have not reached suddham. If you want to reach suddham, both aham vritti and idam vritti has to be 100% off. It must be everything or nothing. It must be everything or nothing. 100% of mind you have to divert. You can't say, only out of 24 hours, okay, you allow me for five minutes to go to OET. Rest of the time I will give for the self-inquiry, nothing will happen. If it is sought with a total mind, underline this, if it is sought with a total mind, it is gained forever. If the mind is not turned toward it totally, it can never be experienced. It can never be experienced. So most of us, we want thoda ye bhi mil jaye, thoda wo bhi mil jaye. We want both. Therefore, Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, riding on two boats, you cannot reach your destination. Riding in two boats. Two boats are not tied together. They are different boats. They have got different speed. So riding on two boats means I am riding with the ahankar on the boat of OET. And with one leg. Another leg, I want Atma. Anatma. So the boat of OET will take you out and boat of Atma will take you inside. Now tell me, where will you reach? Both are going on opposite direction. One is taking you out. We all think ye bhi chahiye, ye bhi chahiye. We don't want to leave the object, emotions and thought. And we want the Atma Sukh also at the same time. It will never happen. So this is to be very clearly understood. So we have to take one. And totally, in totality, you have to give up mind to reach that state. That is to be understood clearly. Next.
अहंकारग्रहान्मुक्तः
अहंकारग्रहान्मुक्तः
स्वरूपम् उपपद्यते चन्द्रवद् विमलः पूर्णः सदानन्द स्वयं प्रभः अहंकारग्रहान्मुक्तः स्वरूपमुपपद्यते चन्द्रवद्विमलपूर्णः सदानन्दस्वयंप्रभः.
Now Shankaracharya is giving a beautiful example, again from nature. You see, Shankaracharya has taken the examples 1200 years ago, 1300 years ago, but they are still valid, still valid. So moon is covered in eclipse. Moon is not seen. Beauty of moon is not seen because of the Rahu, Ketu or other planet has come in between. So the obstruction, there is obstruction in seeing the beauty of the moon. Moon is no more seen. So ahankar grihat muktah, from the shackle of ego, mukta freed from the shackle of the ego, swarupam upapadyate, true nature, upapadyate gain. Man gains his true nature when he is freed from the shackle of ego. Our original algebraic formula, consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva minus ego is equal to consciousness. When ego is removed, you reach there, upapadyate. Same way, this ego is a Rahu, you know. This ego is a Rahu. Rahu grasta dipakarendu. When Rahu covers moon, you are not able to see. Or when there is a solar eclipse, we are not able to see. Sun also. So this ego works as Rahu. It covers the inner beauty of a man like Rahu covers the beauty of moon in eclipse. When eclipse is removed, it is easy. But it will happen slowly. Deha abhiman galite vigyate paramatmani. When deha abhiman, the identification with the do galite, it melts. And vigyate paramatmani, and you come to know paramatma. Then what will happen? Chandravat vimala puna sadananda swayam prabha. Chandravat, like chandrama, like moon. How is that? Vimala, mala, taint. Vimala, untainted, pure. Purna, infinite, full. Sadananda, ever blissful. Swayam prabha, self-effulgent. And become untainted, infinite, ever blissful, self-effulgent. If abhiman melts, like ice cream melts in mouth, na? Same way when the abhiman melts, what will happen? You will come to know your own swaroop, your own true nature. So as you progress, it's not going to help all of a sudden. As you progress, slowly, ego melts. Ego comes down. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, this ego can be brought to minimum level if you become das. Dasoham, like Hanumanji. Dasoham. Ego is minimum. Minimum ego. Since you are attending other classes also, Karma Yoga is also Dasoham. Do you know? Many times I have said, I have to consider myself a servant of Lord, Das of Lord. All, what is the job of a Das, of a servant? Job of a servant is to satisfy or make his master happy. Suppose you have got a help in your house. So you will have to tell that cleaning lady or the helper, do this thing, do this thing, do this thing. So that lady has to do according to your ways. Mere ko roti gol bana ke do. Or you make it a square, parotha. Or make it a triangle. My wish? Whatever I want, you have to make it, that's all. And the helping lady, she has to do that. Is it not so? Her job is to satisfy master, that's all. Similarly, our job is to satisfy Lord. How to satisfy Lord? Nahi kaschit chhanapapi, jatum tishtati akarma. We cannot stay without action, even for a moment. So we have to pray to Lord. This karma binds us, and with the same karma, we have to get liberation. So how can we get the liberation? Karma should be done for the happiness of the Lord. So beautiful science it is.
As a servant.
Okay. Next.
Yo va pure so haviti pratitah.
So va.
Yo va pure so haviti pratitah. Buddhya praklipta stamasati mudaya. Buddhya praklipta stamasati mudaya. Tasseiva nisheshataya vinashe.
Tasseiva nisheshataya vinashe.
Brahmatma bhava pratibandha shunyah.
Brahmatma bhava pratibandha shunyah.
Yo va pureso hamiti pratitah. Buddhya praklipta stamasati mudaya. Tasseiva nisheshataya vinashe. Brahmatma bhava pratibandha shunyah.
So we have made third century. We have crossed verse number 300. Okay, what is the one's real nature? In you see the verse number 300, there are four qualifications or four characteristics given about the self. What is Bimala? Bimala means free of defects. It is pure, Bimala. And Purna, we consider ourselves finite, but he is infinite, he is full. Sadananda. Sadananda, he is Sadananda. How are we? Yada kada ananda. Not always. Yada kada kabhi kabhi ananda jata hai. Otherwise, but that Atman, that Brahman is Sadananda. Swayam Prabha. Swayam Prabha means it is the nature of Chit. It is the nature of Chit. Constantly, it is self-effulgent. Yah va pure sa aham iti pratita. Yah, that which va, verily, pure, in the city of body, sa aham, I am so and so, iti, thus, it pratita is perceived. Ego which is perceived in this body, I am so and so, I am so and so. So ego appears in this body, who are you? So he will immediately say, I am a teacher. I am a lawyer. Huh? I am a director. I am a trustee. In Gita also, this Pura, Pura is a city. City. So this gross body is also a city. So in this city, two people live. One is Jiva, another is Paramatma. Navadware Pure Dehi. In Bhagavad Gita we find that Dehi is a Paramatma. He is staying in this body with the nine gates. So this body is a city in which this ego resides. How is it experienced? What is its form? Pratiti saham, I am so and so. So this ego comes as how it is representing, how it is coming, how it is manifesting in this body. I am so and so. I am a teacher, I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a lawyer, I am a policeman. This and this way scum. This is vyavaharik satya. This is not empirical truth. Paramatma is the paramarthik satya. But this jiva, the ego, is a vyavaharik satya. Buddhya prakripta tamasa ati mudaya. Buddhya by intellect, prakripta created. Tamasa means by avidya. Ati mudaya, extremely deluded. The ego is that which has been produced by the intellect, which is deluded by avidya. Some Mahatma says, here buddhi means mind. So we should not go into all these finer details. Because they say in buddhi the knowledge will happen. Buddhi is, knowledge is there. So this ignorance cannot stay in the buddhi. One way of thinking. But for buddhi we have to take this antahkaran. Antahkaran which has got man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. Okay. But in Shastra sometimes mind is referred as buddhi or sometimes buddhi is referred as mind. According to the context, we have to take it. Okay, how is this thing, this ahankar? It is aham vritti, where it is created in mind or intellect. Who created? Tamasa. Tamasa means because of ignorance. Because of ignorance, this has come. And what it makes? Makes a person ati moodhaya. Chota mota mood nahi hai.
PhD.
Mood means a fool. How is that fool? Sankaracharya says ati mood. Ati mood. A person is deluded extremely. After delusion, a person says, I am so and so. Nobody says, I am Brahman. Everybody says, I am so and so. Okay. Now he does not have a capacity to know the nature of Atman by discrimination or analysis. So ignorance is expressed as ego. When I say I am an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or so and so, ignorance is there. We are holding on to ego. And Shankaracharya is saying, remove this ego with roots. Not superficially, with roots. With roots means you have to remove it with ignorance. Okay. When the tasya eva nissesataya vinase, tasya means that ego's. It's ego, eva alone. Nissesataya means totally vinase. Vinase means when it is destroyed, annihilated. There is one word called nas, destruction. But Shankaracharya is very, very specific. Vinas. Viseshnas. Viseshnas means what? You have to take it out from the root. Take roots out. Make the place nisheshataya, spotlessly. Sometimes we say, na, hey, isko achhi tarah se saap kar do. Nisheshataya. Totally clean karo isko. Total destruction of ego is expected here. 100% of ego destruction is expected here. Remember our algebraic formula, consciousness plus ego is equal to jeev, jeev minus ego. 100% ego is to be removed. If you say, no, 1.001% ego is there. Consciousness plus 0.001% of ego will become Brahman? No, it will not happen. It will not happen. We should be very clear. Brahmatvava pratibandha sunya, Brahmatvava identity with Brahman, pratibandha sunya, unobstructed, one attains an unobstructed identity with Brahman. Dekho, ego hata do. Ego hatanaka means what? There is no idam vritti, no am vritti. If the both vrittis are gone, what is there? Nitya abhikari is there. Nitya abhikari. In the mind itself is the suddham. On that suddham is the ahambriti, and ahambriti is identifying with all the idambrittis. Different type of idambrittis are coming. So when the idambritti is not there, ahambriti is not there, what is left? Suddham. Acha, can you negate suddham? No, we cannot. Why? It is nitya. It is eternal. It is imperishable. You cannot remove it. You cannot destroy it. You can destroy gross body. You can destroy subtle body. You cannot destroy Atman. You cannot do it. Okay. So long there is aham bhav, there is no brahma bhav. When ego ends, then pratibandha, all the obstacles also ends. He will abide in Brahman unobstructed at the end of ego. Even the slightest ego can destroy a seeker from the highest state. Suppose you have reached to a higher state. Slowly you are reducing your ego. But from that high state also, a little bit of ego will make you fall. But what we find here, people have got the knowledge and the ego also, both are there. You are all listening Vedanta for so many years. You all have got the knowledge about Atman. You have got the knowledge about OET also. You have got the ego also. This is just like a disease, you know, like blood pressure and diabetic. Disease is there. We are taking medicine every day for diabetes or blood pressure. I am taking for blood pressure. But disease is there. Disease is there. Similarly, we are trying to remove ego, but little bit of ego is always there. Therefore, burn down ego to ashes. This is what the Shankaracharya wants us. The whole ego should be burned down to ashes. Make it pratibandha sunya. There should not be obstruction of aham vritti or idam vritti. If ego is there, Brahmatma will like khatta mitha kabhi kabhi. You can taste little bit. And this, Brahmatma Bhava, what is this Brahmatma Bhava? The idea that Atman is Brahman is free from doubt. Atman is Brahman when it is free from doubt is called Brahmatma Bhava. Okay. Now, Savapurayam, Pratibandha Sunya. Gurudev writes, the identification with the gross is powerful imagination of the intellect which is rendered supremely foolish by the veil of tamas avidya. Avidya is the main cause. Because of avidya, the ego comes. This deluded intellect which cannot see the reality imagines and projects the concept of I am so and so. Based upon this fanciful stupidity, one builds up one's ego sense. This ego has to be destroyed until not even a trace remains. 100% ego is to be burned down. When this egocentric concept that I am so and so is completely annihilated, there is the realization. The self in me is the self present everywhere. Brahma Atma Bhav. That feelingful understanding without it, any trace of doubt, that the self in me is the one self everywhere, is called realization of the Supreme Self. What is realization? You can underline. What is realization? Gurudev is telling very clearly. So long as the ego sense persists, prompted by its natural person as dvanda, suffering under its ultimate propensity is vasana, it lingers, interpreting a world of its own and confusing itself with the multiplicity perceived around. When the ego ends, ego-centered and society-centered drives no longer affect an individual. When the ego is not there, you are not at all suffering. And the state is the experience divine. Such a realized one testifies to the depth dimension in experience that defies the speech and thought and yet provides a more realistic experience than any sense impression. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya mansasa. He will not be able to express what is that bliss, what is that Brahman, what is that Atman, because the speech comes back, cannot express it. Mind cannot reach there. This is the state of realization. Even the veil of tamas, avidya, is lifted to reveal the truth eternal, the self in all. Next.
ब्रह्मानंद निधिर महाबलवता
ब्रह्मानंद निधिर महाबलवता
अहंकार घोराहिना अहंकार घोराहिना संवेष्ट्यात्मनिरक्षते गुणमयैः संवेष्ट्यात्मनिरक्षते गुणमयैः चण्डैस्त्रिभिर्मस्तकैः विज्ञानाख्य महासिना श्रुतिमता
विज्ञानाख्य महासिना श्रुतिमता
विच्छिद्यशीर्षत्रयम् निर्मूल्याहमिमं निधिं सुखकरम्
निर्मूल्याहमिमं निधिं सुखकरम्
धीरोनुभोक्तुं क्षमः
ब्रह्मानंद निधिर् महाबलवता अहंकार घोराहिना
संवेष्ट्यात्मनिरक्षते गुणमयैः चण्डैस्त्रिभिर्मस्तकैः विज्ञानाख्य महासिना श्रुतिमता विच्छिद्यशीर्षत्रयम् निर्मूल्याहमिमं निधिं सुखकरं धीरोनुभोक्तुं क्षमः.
Now Shankaracharya is giving a beautiful example and he's saying don't take ego very lightly. Don't take this ego very lightly. Brahmananda Nidhi, the treasure of bliss of Brahma. Nidhi, a treasure. Brahmananda Nidhi, a treasure of Brahmananda. Mahabalvata Ahankar Ghor Aina. So Mahabalvata, by the mighty Ahankar Ghor Aina, by the dreadful serpent of ego sense. Aina means serpent. How is this serpent? Ghor, terrible, dreadful. And who is this? Ahankar. So the treasure of the bliss of Brahman is enwrapped by the mighty Mahabalvata and dreadful, ghor, serpent, Ahina of the ego sense. So Brahmananda is there in us. Brahman is there. And who is sitting on the top of that treasure? That snake is sitting. Who is this snake? Ahankar. This Ahankar is not allowing us to reach to Brahmananda. Brahmananda. So many times we have heard a story. The grandfather had put a money in a box. Good then points. He put it into the cave somewhere. And on the top of that, if you go there, you find a snake is sitting on the top of that treasure box. You cannot reach it. You can get it only when you kill that snake. So long the snake is there, if you approach that treasure box, it will hiss you or bite you. Similarly, this Brahmananda is there inside us. And on that Brahmananda, the snake is standing there. Continuously that snake is there. If you want to go and get that Brahmananda, snake will hiss you. This snake is ego. He is continuously protecting this Brahmananda treasure. And how is this serpent? Shankaracharya ji says, Mahabalvata, very mighty. How he has become very mighty? It has gained strength by drinking the milk of sense objects. Continuously it is enjoying the joy of sense object and that has become Mahabalvata. Very, very strong. Okay. So it is protected by Ahankar. So three adjectives are given. Mahabalvata, mighty, ghor, terrible, Ahina, serpent. So we'll see the second line onward in our next class. It's 9:30.
Three hoods. The three
gunas. Oh.
पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।